This is episode number 2467 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Adele. That's how you say it, right?
Adele. I think so. That's what she told us.
Adele is sharing a little TMI.
Kids.
She reveals she's developed a fungal infection, commonly known as jock itch, from performing under the hot lights during her Las Vegas residency.
Wow, she's got jock itch.
Thanks, Adele.
Don't they have a spray for that? Like, I seen it on TV. What the hell's it called? The jock itch one. I forget now.
She told concert goers at the, was it Tenactin?
Tough Actin Tenactin. Yeah,
that's one of them, yeah.
Is that it?
Tough Actin Tenactin. She told concert goers at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace over the weekend that the Spanx she wears on stage often leave her clammy.
It's the Spanx.
She says, I sweat a lot.
She sweats a lot.
And it doesn't go anywhere.
Doesn't everybody sweat a lot? I guess it.
I can see when you're under spotlights and
you're all like,
and it's hot
in the Spanx and stuff.
Yeah. She said, so I'm basically just sitting in my own sweat. So my doctor diagnosed me with jock itch.
Yep.
A fan shared that video. Thanks, fan.
We all know now. Yeah.
She then went on to share that her doctors had prescribed an ointment that she has to squirt on herself.
Ew.
Adele also shared that she enjoyed a beautiful vacation with her girlfriends in Miami, and she'd attempted to sneak into a gay club incognito before being recognized.
Okay. Well, you know, it's hard. I don't know. If I saw her on the street and she wasn't like all made up, because she has like the eyeliner, super hot. I mean, it's like big thing, whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And if she's like cleaned all that off her face, I don't know that I'd recognize.
I don't know that I would, yeah.
But that smell of tenactin. Tenactin is actually for athlete's foot. We got that one wrong. It's Lotrimin, which is for jock itch. Lotrimin antifungal powder jock itch spray. $11.99 at Safeway. Adele. In fact, I think they have Instacart. Have it delivered to your hotel at Caesar's.
They probably could, yes.
Of course they could.
Well,
of course they can.
It's not like she's going to go out and get it herself.
Oh, hell
you know,
no.
However they're going to get it, someone else is going to get it for her.
Oh, my God.
We do know this.
You know what? Maybe she should talk to Kim, because I'm wondering if Skims are a little more forgiving when it comes to breathing.
I doubt it.
Than Spanx.
I doubt it.
Worse. Okay.
I'm not saying worse. I'm just saying it's not going to be better.
I saw a commercial that's like 5 years old with Kim in her underwear the other night on TV.
Yeah.
And I recognized it from 5 years ago. And I'm thinking like...
Is it from 5 years ago?
Well, it's been a while.
Oh.
You know, she's got her
Skims
top and her bottom, and she kind of like snaps the band on the bottom in a sexy kind of way. And I think they look pretty thin is my whole point. You know, if she's got that much give... In Skims, maybe Adele should go talk to Kim. Maybe Kim should...
Well, it looks like you're going to look like it has give.
Anyway. Whatever. We wish her all the best, because jock itch is nothing to laugh about.
Jock itch...
Trust us.
It's nothing to laugh at.
Anyway. Tough acting, tenacting, kids. Not for jock itch anymore.
Chris Hemsworth and Arnold Schwarzenegger had a surprise run-in at a gym in Brazil ahead of Netflix Tudum event.
I don't know if it's Tudum or Tudum.
Tudum.
Tudum sounds...
Probably.
Tudum.
Tudum.
I think it's Tudum.
Tudum.
Is there up front? Netflix is up front. So they're showing all their wares, their shows off to whoever.
Anyway, that's on Saturday. Yeah. And according to Chris, the accidental gym meetup was unreal.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, the two of them are, you know, they're working out. They're bumping off.
I mean, for me, it'd be like, I'd be if I walked into Chris Hemsworth, I'd be like, oh, hello. I'll just stand here. I'll towel you off. I'll just sweat.
My God.
I'll be your towel girl. I'll fan you. Would you like some grapes while you work out?
Right.
And then, to walk into somewhere and see you're going to work out with Arnold.
Yeah, most famous bodybuilder in the world.
Yeah.
In history. Yeah.
That would be pretty.
That'd be pretty big if you're a bodybuilder. It would. Yeah.
I watched a documentary on him on.
Yeah, I sent it on Hulu or something.
Anyway, it starts at the very beginning of his career. It's actually very interesting to watch.
I heard that he said that if they'd let him, he'd run for president.
He probably would.
Yeah, but he's not a. He can't.
He's not a natural born citizen. Yeah.
When has that stopped anybody before? Our
Anyway, let's see.
We could change that rule too. I mean,
I don't know what it was like for them to run into us. Chris told People on the red carpet, but it was kind of a dream come true.
Yeah.
Australian actor said it was particularly special because the two Netflix stars, they had shot a promotional video for the platform together recently, but were not able to meet to film it.
Huh.
We were on green screens in separate countries.
Oh, that makes sense.
So to work out with him was,
He
was gracious and kind as I'd hoped.
Wow. I mean, that's like a pretty special photo op and a half.
And then you're trying to keep up with him.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth ain't no slouch.
No, he's no slouch. And neither is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is old.
He's old, but
he still do it.
Works out. He pumps iron.
Now, Arnold thought so too. Tweeting the meetup was, first we get our pump, then we go pump up the fantastic fans in Brazil.
That sounds like Arnold. First we get our pump, and then we go pump up our fans.
Going to pump.
Have you watched
up.
That FUBAR yet? That's supposed to be pretty funny.
I thought you watched that.
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
No. Oh, not yet.
Not yet. No. And I know Hemsworth's doing something too over on Netflix, but check that out. How cool is that? With our apologies to, I don't know, Maria Shriver and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.